wish I had a machete. It's like a short sword. People use it to cut branches and plants and stuff.
A Bible is also like a sword. It can cut through our excuses and show us our sin. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for stopping by. In Guatemala, farmers use machetes to cut through grass and dirt so they can plant crops. You might not know it, but you've got something like a machete too. Don't worry, you're not going to cut yourself on this. I'm talking about the Bible. God uses the Bible to point out the sin in our lives, and He shows us what we should do instead. Like it says in Hebrews 4:12, God's word is sharper than the sharpest sword and cuts all the way into us. It judges the thoughts and feelings in our hearts. And guess what our story is called today? A sharp sword. We had a missionary from Guatemala in my class today, Maverick said as his family drove home from church. He showed us a machete. It was big and he said it was very sharp. What's a machete? Asked Maverick's little sister. Not shetty, Karis, machete, Maverick corrected her. It's something like a sword. It can be used as a weapon, but the missionaries said people in Guatemala use machetes to whack tall grasses and scoop out clumps of dirt when they're planting crops. They use them to cut sugarcane and other plants, too. He smiled. They sound really useful. I'd like to have one. What would you do with it? Asked Karis. You don't need a sword. Why don't they just call it a sword? Dad chuckled. We have several swords in our house. Did you know that? Yeah, said Mom. In fact, you each own one. Karis couldn't believe that. No, we don't. I definitely don't have a sword, and neither does Maverick. Yes, you do, Dad said. Maverick has one in his hand right now. Karis looked at the Bible Maverick was holding. That's a Bible, Dad grinned. Right, and the Bible is called the Sword of the Spirit. It can cut through the lies and excuses we tell ourselves and point out our sin. Mom nodded. For instance, before I became a Christian, I thought I was better than everyone else. I'd look at people and be glad my life wasn't like theirs. But then a friend gave me a Bible, and when I started reading it, I realized I wasn't good at all. God's word showed me all the ways I'd sinned against Him and how I could only be saved through Jesus, who died to take the punishment I deserve. It's what led me to put my trust in Him. Now when I read the Bible, the Holy Spirit continues to show me things I've done wrong that I need to confess and ways I'm trying to do things on my own instead of trusting God. He's using it to help me turn from sin and rest in God's love and grace. See, said Dad. The Bible really is sharp, sharp enough to pierce our hearts and show us how much we need Jesus. Well, how about you? Have you ever been convicted of something as you read the Bible? Did it cut through your defenses and show you sin in your life? The Bible can pierce our hearts and show us our sin, but it also tells us that Jesus died and rose again so we could be saved. Trust Him to free you from sin. Then keep reading the Bible and trust God to use it to make you more like Jesus. To learn what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is Hebrews 4:12.
God's word is sharper than the sharpest sword and cuts all the way into us. It judges the thoughts and feelings in our hearts.
And our key thought for today, the Bible pierces hearts. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. This is listener-supported Keys for Kids.